Victoria Nuland, I know that she is a member of secret societies, and she is a, oh, I don't know how to phrase it, Nazi? Could she be not a Nazi? And protecting the Nazis in Ukraine? She hates Russia for sure. She hates Vladimir Putin for sure. But I don't want to begin with her today. I'm going to begin with Israel on Sunday stated that they are not going to go to the Egyptian, what was it called? There was going to be a meeting in Cairo, and Israel decided that they would not go. Now, you have to excuse me. I caught a cold over the weekend, and my throat is a little not what I like it to be. Israel won't send a delegation to Cairo. Representatives of Qatar, the U.S., and the Hamas terror group arrived in Cairo on Sunday. Israel announced that it's not going to send a delegation to Cairo. Hamas sent a very partial response regarding the prisoner swap deal. Israel raised a number of demands, including a list of hostages that Hamas is willing to release in a potential deal, which they decided not to release. They decided not to release the names of hostages or their condition, how they are doing, how many times they've been raped, men and women. So you see, we're not being told the whole truth. We're being told what the Hamas news network wants the Palestinian, Al Jazeera network, what they want the world to know. That's all we get to know. We aren't to be informed that the men and women in these hostages are being raped and not giving their medications. So it was decided not to compromise on the insane demands, which do not provide answers until there is a real solid answer. There's no reason to send a delegation to Cairo. The United States has been, I can't say pushing Israel. They have been attempting to maybe have Israel begin some type of dialogue with Hamas. But it's futile. It's futile. Hamas, to be honest, and the American government, other nations, Qatar, they realize that Hamas, you cannot negotiate with these terrorists. There's no such thing as negotiations. They don't want to end the war. They want the UN and other agencies to come in and to cause to have Israel delay and end this operation so that they can rebuild, rearm, re-strategize. They do not want, and they will never cease their campaign of hatred against Israel and the people of Israel. That is something that isn't going to happen. Hamas, you cannot negotiate with them. Israel knows it. Qatar, they realize that they're not going to get anywhere. Now, also at the UN, Israel recalled its UN ambassador over Hamas rape allegations. The country's foreign minister has accused the global body of trying to keep quiet a report on acts of sexual violence. This is the United Nations. This is out of this was today out of RT News. Israel recalled its ambassador to the UN after Secretary General Antonio Guterres decided to convene a Security Council hearing on allegations of rape committed during the Hamas attacks on October 7th, despite a report finding there were reasonable grounds to believe West Jerusalem's claims. There is plenty of reasons to believe their claims, and not just on the October 7th, not on the day of the attack, but from that point to the present. Foreign Minister Israel Katz announced on Monday he was bringing back Ambassador Gilad Erdan for immediate consultations regarding the attempt to keep quiet the serious UN report of the mass rapes committed by Hamas and its helpers on October 7th. He rebuked Guterres for failing to take up a report on the Security Council and declare Hamas a terrorist organization. There are reasonable grounds to believe that such violence may be ongoing, said the envoy. Pamela Pattern, who took a 9-person team to Israel and the West Bank from January 28th through the 14th of February, she states that on a release on Monday, the UN team found clear and convincing information that some of the women and children whom Hamas took back to Gaza as hostages following the October 7th attacks have been subjected to rape and sexualized torture. Pattern said her team was unable to meet with any of the alleged rape victims, but the UN group gathered information from Israeli institutions, witnesses of the attacks, and released hostages. Based on the information, I'll have to continue this in a little bit, but based on the information, it's reasonable to believe the gang rapes and other acts have occurred.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
So, to finish the article, Pattern said her team was unable to meet with any of the alleged rape victims, but she said, it's reasonable to believe the gang rapes and other acts of sexual violence occurred in at least three separate locations on October 7th. So this is what happens on that day and what is happening for the most likely, it's still continuing. One thing that is that people, I think, especially Christian people and patriots, they don't realize what the Gaza War is. They don't realize from a biblical point of view what this operation is. It is an operation that is in the Bible. It is in Psalm 83. It was written 3,000 years ago. It was a detailed account of what would happen in the future, 3,000 years later, a detailed account of a war in the region surrounding Israel, within the nation and surrounding the nation to the north and the east. It would be a war that Israel would be forced to fight to destroy ancient enemies, family, and the nations that hate Israel. It could not take place till Israel became a nation once again. It took place in 1948. Israel became a nation. Now the war would be able, the prophecy would be able to, could be fulfilled. And it began, the prophecy had a date, a beginning, October 7th, 2023. And the players involved would be terrorists in the Gaza Strip, terrorists in the West Bank, terrorists in the nation of Lebanon, terrorists in the nation of Syria, terrorists in the nation of Jordan, the nation Jordan, terrorists in surrounding areas to the south of Jordan, which would be Yemen, and some Saudi Arabian terrorists. And the center of the operations would be Damascus. There would be other nations involved, but the other nations that would be involved, Iran and Turkey, are not in the Psalm 83 conflict. They are in a second conflict in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 with Russia. Now, going back to the Gaza conflict, in this Psalm 83 scenario, there would be the terrorists within the nation. Israel has been at war with the terrorists in the Gaza. And as I've stated in the past, it would escalate and eventually move into the West Bank, which it has. As of yesterday, Israel had to go in to the West Bank. There was an operation, and quite a bit of conflict took place. Israel didn't have a choice. They found a large cache of weapons, had to arrest quite a few people. Hamas in Gaza and the Palestinians in the West Bank, these are terrorist brothers. They're Arab families. They're connected in many ways. The what unifies them is the hatred of the Jewish people. The conflict now has spread into the Gaza, the West Bank. We're going to see in the weeks to come more IDF operations in the West Bank, not just in the Gaza Strip. Israel is moving quickly to remove the four battalions that are still in the Gaza Strip. They're moving. Outside pressure from the UN, relief agencies, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United States, not so much, European nations. In spite of all of the protest, Israel will, according to the detailed accounts in Psalm 83 in Obadiah. Obadiah is talking about the book of Obadiah in the Old Testament, talks about the attack that would take place, I suppose you could say, against Israel and Israel's response. Israel is going to completely control the Gaza Strip. The United States is not on board with that. Egypt isn't on board. Nobody, the nations of the world, no one is agreeing to Israel actually, when this is over, being the security forces in the Gaza Strip. But Israel will be they will be security, because they cannot trust any of the other outside nations, the UN, nobody. Outside UN forces, no one can be trusted. Only Israel can monitor what will occur in the Gaza Strip when this is completed. Now the war is expanding into the inside of Israel, into the West Bank, East Jerusalem. Israel is at the same time carrying out operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. They're going to be victorious. The Christian people in this country, many Christian people in the evangelical churches, do not understand. Well, I'll put it this way. Yeah, they don't understand. They don't know prophecy. They don't know what this war is about. They think it's a genocide that Israel is committing on innocent people. The this is a war that Israel is fighting against terrorism. You can have the different names: Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIL, ISIS, Daesh, Houthis. You can go on and on and on. But mainly, simply, it is a war against those who hate the Jewish people, those who hate the nation of Israel. That is what this war is all about. Different names, the same hatred. The same hatred, just different names. It's like vehicles. A Ford, a Chrysler, a Dodge, a Chevy. They're all vehicles, just different names for a vehicle. Hatred has many different names in the Middle East. Israel is in a war against enemies that want to eliminate every Jewish person, not just in Israel. This Psalm 83 war is the beginning of God revealing internationally the hatred of the Jewish people internationally. It's not limited to just the Jewish people. It also includes born-again children of God, the born-again individuals in the seven lampstands of God in Revelation chapter 1. It also includes a genocide, not just by, not Hamas, or not the terrorist groups. It is a genocide of people who are in secret societies internationally that work together with different programs, whether it be environmentalism or whether it be bioweapons or straight out wars against nations. It is a satanic plan to cull the unwanted people from the face of the earth, to disappear them. They are presently not important, but they want to disappear not important people. This is what we in this country and internationally, what is happening. There is a war against mankind. And the war is mankind who hates their fellow man, who hates their brother. It is a war of those people who serve a invisible, well, let's just face it, who serve Satan, who serve the devil, Diablo, whoever, whatever you want to name him, Lucifer. These people, their objective is to rule the planet, the oceans, the lands. They are, we, the people, are interfering with their desires. Well, try as they may, they will almost accomplish their objectives, just about. But the war internationally will be against the Jewish people and the Christian people and the good people of the world who have a conscience. The people who have a conscience, who want to, though they don't know God, they don't know Christ, they don't believe in Christ, but they have a conscience and they realize instinctively that you treat your neighbor in a respectful manner. Then you have those who don't care about respect, like the people that are servants, that are employees of the devil. And this is the way that the Bible in many different ways presents it. You have the children that are employed by God, Almighty God, by a holy God, a righteous God, who are somewhat dysfunctional. And then you have the people in the world that are employed by the devil. And then in between these two groups of people, you have the spectators. The spectators who just sit and watch what's going on, and they don't realize that they're in between the conflict. They're in the middle of the conflict, and the bullets are going over their heads. And if they don't duck, they're going to get hit. This is a campaign with this Psalm 83 war. This is a sign to the people of the world that the end time conflicts that Christ said would happen, would take place, would occur. This is the, you might say, the at the starting line. It's the gunshot. The race has begun. And it's going to intensify. The hardships and the wars will, the wars will increase. The hardships will intensify. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see
to just go back to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the turn of the century. We can't. The world is never going to be the same. Christ stated that when the time came for his return, as we move into that period of time, the devil realizes his time is short, and the devil will pull out all the stops. And this is what the world is witnessing. The Christian people don't know prophecy, and people in generally don't know prophecy. Because of that, they're taking a stand in this conflict with Israel and Hamas. And because people don't realize, this is a prophecy in Psalm 83, and this prophecy is going to be is used by God to, you might say, flush everybody out. Christian people who are anti-Semitic will be flushed out. Christian people that aren't familiar with prophecy will be flushed out for their ignorance. And they will choose, they will not choose Israel. They will believe Israel is a, you might say, committing genocide. Example. This is Gerald Celente. And Gerald doesn't know prophecy. I'm going to be easy on him. But he wrote a letter, and he said he's been condemned for opposing Israeli genocide. He says, I'm being hated for peace and being called an anti-Semite because I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace and oppose Israeli genocide. The slaughter of Palestinians for all to see and the bombing of their homes, schools, mosques, hospitals, farms, etc. into ruin is heartbreaking. Seeing the pictures of little boys, little girls bombed to death, legs, arms amputated, starving for food brings tears to my eyes, sadness to my heart, from morning to nightmares. This past Thursday, Israeli forces opened fire on starving Palestinians in Gaza who lined up to get food. Gerald Celente didn't know the truth. He saw something, he heard something, and he didn't go to what actually had happened. And so because of that, he has been caught in a big mistake. At least 115 people were killed, nearly 800 injured. This is mass murder in the first degree in front of everyone's eyes. Where's the outrage? Well, Mr. Celente is absolutely wrong. This was not mass genocide. He didn't do any investigating. Now I'm going to get you an article. This was out of, what was this? Israeli news. Israel blames the Palestinians for the Gaza aid convoy deaths. Most of the Palestinians killed were killed when troops opened fire at the crowd massed near the aid convoy in Gaza that died as a result of a stampede, not from gunshots, the Israeli Defense Forces has claimed. From a stampede. I watched the stampede on YouTube. I watched the news for that day. Five aid trucks came into an area, and these people from overhead footage, a drone footage, these people descended on these trucks. They literally climbed on top of the trucks, on the hood of the trucks. They had surrounded the drivers. The trucks couldn't, you could not see in front of you. They looked like ants on top of a piece of candy. I watched this two or three times to make sure. I couldn't believe the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that, because they want the, there are these, they're kind of like a new security force in the Palestinian area with the groups, and they're not Hamas. They're young kids that have become kind of a new security force. They do what they want. They use sticks, stones, whatever they can. They beat women. They beat children. They beat everybody. When it's time to take something, they help themselves. So our initial review has confirmed that no strike was carried out by the IDF toward the aid convoy. It came after international outcry after the deaths of more than 100 people, the wounding of 750 others, as hungry civilians waited to receive food in the besieged Palestinian enclave on Thursday. The Gaza health authorities accused Israel troops of an unprovoked attack. Of course, that's what they do. Daniel Hagan of the IDF concluded an initial review of the unfortunate incident where Gazan civilians were trampled to death and injured as they charged the aid convoy. Our initial review has confirmed that no strike was carried out by the IDF towards the aid convoy. Hagari essentially reiterated the claims he made before the IDF investigation, saying troops were facilitating an aid delivery and fired warning shots as civilians charged toward the humanitarian convoy at the side of the trucks. The majority of Palestinians were killed or injured as a result of the stampede. After firing warning shots to disperse the crowd, oh boy, I don't know what that is. Okay, I don't know what's going on here. Okay. Hagari essentially reiterated the claims he made before the IDF investigation. Troops were facilitating an aid delivery. After firing warning shots to disperse the crowd, IDF soldiers started retreating. The spokesman claimed at that point, several looters approached our forces and posed a immediate threat to them. The soldiers responded towards several individuals. The people were not shot with bullets. A few, yes, but no. Gerald Celente has made a big mistake. What Israel is doing under the guise, I'm going back to Celente, his letter. What Israel is doing under the guise that they are destroying Gaza to get Hamas is ignorant, moronic, disgusting, twisted logic. Yet the Western media keeps selling the line that Israel has the right to defend themselves. Since they are considered themselves the chosen people, sell the line of God, sell the line that God gave them the land, no one else but Israel has the right to defend themselves. I'm going to go to the commercial. I'll be back. This is what I'm saying. People don't know prophecy and they make big mistakes. I'll be back.
0258.
Hello, friend. I'm Jeremy Sladen, the head coach and founder of the Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul Experience, or Warrior MBS for short. There's a good chance that you're looking to level up with some needed improvements in your physical, mental, or spiritual life, or maybe you need a complete reset in all three. Either way, there has never been a better time for you to make this move, and here's why. Because the world needs you badly right now. Our culture is in full-scale attack mode on what it even means to be a man. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% since the 1940s, and true masculinity is retreating into these pathetic spaces. Now, all this gender bending has men questioning who they are and how to fulfill their sacred roles in life as fathers, husbands, and community leaders. Warrior MBS is all about unlocking and unleashing these kinds of men.
Go to warriormbs.com to check out the program and set up a live chat with Jeremy today. Again, that's warriormbs.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Okay, I'll go back to the article. And with Gerald, I hate to say that he is totally mistaken, but I don't blame him only. There are others, I'm going to mention their names, that do not understand this conflict in the Gaza. They don't see This is a 3,000-year-old prophecy that must occur when Israel becomes a nation once again. It is now, it is an indicator through the prophets of God warning the people of the world we are in the final decade. We are in the time that just is the, you might say, Christ is walking down the aisle, coming to the front of the, he's getting ready to marry his bride, and he's in the building, and his bride isn't ready. This prophecy is another warning by the God of heaven, an indicator to the people of the world that Christ is coming. So he goes on to say, oh, the people, you have Mike Adams of Natural News. He doesn't understand, neither does Stu Peters or Maria Z. I can go on with people who are aiding and abetting criminals, meaning Hamas terrorists, because they don't see what God has to say about Israel and a regional war that must occur about in the final decade. It's occurring. I'm going to go back to this. Israel is expanding World War III, escalating its attacks in Syria, Lebanon, and Iran. It's in the Bible. Not Iran just yet. Blowing up pipelines, killing Iranian commanders. I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. Have been doing everything I can for peace along with Universal Church of Freedom, just peace and justice. What are you doing? Imagine the billionaire donating $1 billion for peace. Imagine if Taylor Swift came out for peace. That's pure fantasy and a lunacy, and the lunacy of today's world. Billionaires are only interested in making more billions, and the so-called celebrities, with the exception of very few, only care about themselves. We, the people, the billions, we must donate to unite for peace. We can escalate, so we can escalate our peace movement and stop World War III. No, you can spend trillions and trillions of dollars, zillions of dollars, there will be no peace. There will be no peace. The man's heart, mankind's heart, is evil, is dark, is full of hate and murder. And we're watching it. And Christ said that the hearts of many are going to go, will grow cold before his return. Another indicator. I'll get to this and finish out the program with this here. Just recently, it appears as if the Walton heirs, they've just sold $4 billion in shares, Walmart shares. What's up with that? And Jeff Bezos, Leon Black, Jamie Dimon, they have sold about $11 billion worth of stock. It's called the Great Cash Out. And why? Because they're dumping their stock, the Waltons, Amazon, they're getting rid of all their stock. And the reason is because China is going to stop selling goods to the United States of America. I've talked about this many times, and now it's starting to develop. The BRICS nations, plus six other nations, plus another 20 plus nations this year, are no longer going to use the petrodollar. China and the nations do not want American dollars because they're going to be worthless. There's a new international currency or currencies that are going to be used to trade, where these nations will trade with. Gold eventually will be I think their base, American dollars, are worthless, and they're not going to continue to sell goods to the United States of America without China selling goods to the U.S., Walmart, or Amazon. If China won't sell goods, iMacs, iPhones, to the United States because they don't want dollars, then they just won't sell anything to the United States. We are being cut out of the goods market. The nations are producing goods, but they don't want to sell the goods to the United States. They don't want our dollars. Amazon is going to get hurt. They're already hurting. Walmart. All these nations that are having China, all these companies that are having China, clothing, the clothing companies, any other, you know, even the people that shave down to the razors, they're not going to be cut reaching our ports anymore. These people are selling their stocks. They know something's up.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So this is out of Yahoo.com. Jeff Bezos sold Amazon shares worth $8.5 billion in multiple transactions this month. Jamie Dimon, CEO chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase, sold $150 million in stock last week, first cashing out since taking the job at the bank 18 years ago. Then you have Mark Zuckerberg. He sold 1.4 million shares of Meta stock, which was worth $638 million, according to analysis from insider stock sales data firm Verify. So everybody is selling. The Walton family, they sold $1.5 billion in Walmart stock this month. This is in, I think it was this month. Okay, we'll say March 2024. Why? Because the ships that were coming to the docks with items, goods, supplies, everything we need from China are empty. Either that or they're not even coming to the docks anymore because China won't buy and use U.S. dollars to pay for the goods. Russia and China in 2020 or 2022 in a partnership, they had a plan to destroy the dollar. They are doing it. The American people are still unaware that the American dollar is being replaced by a new currency. It's an international currency that the nations that are refusing to use petrodollars any longer. These nations have decided to trade amongst themselves using their own currencies, and the goods that are being sold are being paid for by their own currencies, naturally, but these nations, the BRICS nations, this new international world order has excluded the United States of America. We are being excluded from all the goods that they produce. They don't want the dollar. They will work amongst themselves, trade amongst themselves, manufacture industry amongst themselves. They don't need the United States any longer. This is why the great panic in this country. This is why a full steam ahead plan by the globalists in this country to bring about this new world order of the ages that they have envisioned years ago. It's too late. They've lost that opportunity. I'm done for today. I'll be back tomorrow. See what happens this evening. We'll visit Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Let's talk tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all my towels, and for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.